We play and call it work.
Mini Wargamer Dave here from MiniWargamer.com. Welcome, Wargamers, to another sit-in talk. For questions next week, leave them for Chris. And if you have any other questions that you would like to ask me, just put Dave : and then whatever else after that. There will be a segment in the vault as well. Click on the link below to continue the sit-in talk. It'll be a sit-in vault. Now to dive straight into your questions, I'm very excited for this because I have a funny feeling we're going to be talking a lot about 8th edition. Could be wrong. I have no idea, but we shall see. That of Wargaming, said Dave. To the armory. Grab a weapon of chaos. Prop weapon rampage right now. Don't tell anyone before, just to see who pretends to die and who looks at you like you're insane. I, Zeench, command it. Oh, okay. Bolt pistol! Well, it looks like my day's work is done. Fluff matters. Hey, Dave, how are you? Very well, thank you. If GW were to introduce a new Chaos God, what would you like it to be? Unique units, fluff, and theme. Unique Chaos God, what should it be? Maybe something
to... The God of Luck.
The God of Luck. Would you like that? Okay, God of Luck. What would it look like? Well, I think that for every single one of the miniatures in it, you would have to roll to see what the color scheme would be. So I think that every single model would be completely different. Can you imagine how messed up and confusing that would be for the opponent if literally every single model was painted differently? I don't know. That maybe that's the answer, because sometimes a non-answer is actually an answer, and so that's just the answer you're going to have to live with. That's the answer I have to live with. So. Sticky Blue Toffee says, Dave, you recently asked why you should play Age of Sigmar on Facebook with a variety of positive and negative responses. Have you made up your mind yet? And which comments helped you make up your mind the most? Well, I will say this. I was very grateful for all the responses on the Facebook group which responded to that question. Should I start Age of Sigmar? And the answer is absolutely, I am going to start Age of Sigmar. We have many studio armies here that are being fielded as Age of Sigmar armies in Age of Sigmar battle reports. And of course, I'm going to gravitate to what speaks to me, which is chaos. So I will be doing chaos. Khorne, in particular, I'll be doing Khorne. That's at least the first one that I'll be doing. That's the first one I'll be trying because I like it. It makes me happy. And that's really all that matters at the end of the day. So, and it's actually soon. So I believe it's next week. I have a game scheduled with Josh. Just going to spend the whole day just going through the rules and learning stuff. We're not going to be filming that day. I'm just going to be playing. That's the day that I'm going to be getting into the rules and learning it. Apparently, it's relatively easy to get into. So, especially when you compare it to other wargaming systems and other rules systems, you can pick it up pretty quick. So that's good for me. So I look forward to that. And in addition to this, just so you guys know, there are a couple more days scheduled in the future for me to do games of Age of Sigmar that will be filmed in Battle Reports. So very much looking forward to that. And stay tuned for that if you are Age of Sigmar fans. Because everyone who plays it, everyone who tells me that they play it, they say the same thing. And that thing is, Dave, you will love Age of Sigmar. It is a lot of fun. It is your type of game. It is the type of game that rewards close combat. I like that. I like the very idea of that. Miso Miso says, Dave, are you impressed that in the new 40K edition, GW seem to now have a much better media communication operation? Absolutely, yes. I am impressed with that. I'm very happy about that as well, and I absolutely agree with that. Not only with the Twitch channel, but they're openly engaging with the community and advocating open match and narrative gaming. I'm quite impressed with how much effort they're putting into community engagement. And as am I. I am very grateful for this. I've had an opportunity to meet some of the Warhammer Live gentlemen, Rob and Eddie, and also I've had a chance to meet Let's see, who else have I met? I've met other members of the team. They have a Rob on their team. He does the behind-the-scenes stuff. He's the technical guy. Andy, of course. I've had a chance to meet Andy Smiley. He is the one who oversees it all. Martin, haven't met him, but of course I have messaged him, and he seems to be a friendly guy. So, yeah, very good. And I think that things are looking up for the future, and I'm very much looking forward to it. Another Lemming says, Dave, what happened to the website redesign? Well, you're just going to have to ask the person who was redesigning the website, because I had nothing to do with that. All I had, the only thing that I had to do with that was, Dave, would you like a website redesign? And I put in my 50% opinion, which is how it works in this business partnership with Matthew. And I don't know why I'm talking so formal right now. It's something that is going to be happening eventually. We tried it out for the short amount of time that it went out, and it didn't work, unfortunately, in the way that we had hoped that it would work. So we're trying a different approach, and that will be something that we will be implementing in the future. Yeah, that's about all I'm going to say about that. Data Wargaming says, Dave, you can join any legion in the Great Crusade, not considering what happens post-heresy, for example, the rubric of Aramon for the Thousand Sons, and you can be any non-command role, non-vehicle crew Astartes, so like a Terminator, a Tactical Marine, not a Praetor or a Consul. Which do you think you would join, and what would you be? I'd like to be a veteran of some sort, so I can wield a special weapon. That'd be my choice. I'm not going to lie. I enjoy suspensor webs on missile launchers. That's fun. So I think that is my answer there. Perhaps a Legion heavy support. Yeah, with missile launcher suspensor webs. I think that's good for the choice of today. I'd like doing this in the Shrine of Chaos right now. I love it. Open door here. It's actually kind of sweet because people are walking in and out here on the other side of the camera. You don't happen to be seeing it right now, but it's fun. For example, Quirk is walking by me right now, and he is a good person who likes people. And if he were to choose to put his head in the frame so that you guys believe that I am talking to somebody, an individual, then that could be something that could happen. But yeah. It's fun doing it in here. Personally, going back to Data Wargaming, personally, I'd be a tie between the Thousand Suns as either a Terminator or a jet bike, the Sons of Horus as a Justeran Terminator or a Tactically Marine, or maybe the White Scars as a biker. Being Zeech, I'm very indecisive. You know, it's funny you should say that. Is Zeech indecisive, or does he just simply alter what he has decided upon? Maybe that's it, too. Maybe he's very good at making decisions. He's so good at it that it gives the illusion that he's indecisive. Huh? Byers Langy Fro Hike. Hello, Dave. Trying to start a new army. Can't decide between Space Wolves or Blood Angels. What do you recommend, bearing in mind that I usually play just 1,000-point games? Let's see. Blood Angels or Space Wolves? Vampires or Vikings? Blood or snow. Actually, it's blood or blood, really, if you think about it. Either way, the blood god is happy. It really doesn't matter in the end. Put an assault marine and a, let's see, what's Blood Angel specific? Put a Bell Predator next to a Stormfang, and then roll a die, and on this 4-up a Stormfang, then your Space Wolves. I love them both. That's very hard. You're asking me to choose between my two children. I can't believe this. You put me in a situation like that, you're going to force me to roll some dice. And I don't know if you want that, because somebody's going to go home very sad. I love them both so much. See, if you were to ask me, well, who's my favorite Chaos God, which army do you like to... For some reason, that's different. But asking between this... I can't... That's the answer. Roll a die on a 4-up, because they're both equally awesome. They are. I love them both equally. absolute. Hey, Dave. As 40k 8th edition new lore unfolds, what faction turns you on the most and why? Keep the banter alive. Well, that's interesting you should say that, because the lore doesn't have anything to do with the new edition. The rules do, but the lore stays the same. The lore is still relevant. The lore carries over, as is what they have said in their FAQ, which is awesome because the lore is awesome. The lore isn't wiped out, erased. It is a continuation of what they have done. So the answer would have to be chaos, once again, is the one that speaks to me. It just is. It's not that I can't help it, it's I don't want to help it. That's something that I've never wanted to fix because I've never viewed it as a problem. Dad of Wargaming says, Dave, I think you need to film a bat rep with Defy in it against loyalist space marine scum. Okay. I shall do that. Next time, Black Legion. It's actually been a long time since I've done a straight-up banter bat rep. A bat rep where it was kill points, and just fighting against the opponent, and bringing and doing a pie plate challenge. It's been a long time. Been a number of months. I've been so narrative driven in my mind that that's all I've been doing as of late. There's nothing wrong with that. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that I have filmed hundreds of battles at this point now, being close to 10 years of doing this. That's actually crazy. It's been close to 10 years of video making. Isn't that insane? For those of you who have been with us, with me, for 10 years, doesn't that boggle your mind? Doesn't it? Aren't you still wondering where Fireman Tim's Space Hulk terrain is and when he's going to finish it? Who knows Joe? Have you ever met Joe? If you don't know Joe, it's a very sad day. That means it's been so long that he's been here that you don't know who I'm talking about. Because he's the one who likes to cut glass in the snow. And it's interesting. So I think that's why I've been doing narrative campaigns. I just totally got distracted by myself. And that's not even with Quirk here poking his head in. Stingray Bill. Hey Dave, I am also doing the lore on the Second Legion, and unlike the 11th, they are loyal to the Emperor and wish to restore the Imperium to the Emperor's original vision, which will pit their Primarch against the Lords of Terra and the Inquisition. Their Primarch is very powerful Psyker, second to the Emperor in that trait, and is also the second largest Primarch to Vulcan. He and the 11th Legion Primarch joined forces to destroy Chaos, but would want the 11th to join their empire back to the Imperium. Well, that's interesting. That is not a question. That is a history lesson and a statement. You definitely made a statement there. Lore on the Second Legion. That was good. And I like that. I saw what you did there. And if you're talking about who I think you're talking about, that was a lot of fun to do. And I shall continue doing more. It's Captain Cyrus. Oh, no, that's not for me. Shamusolary. Hey, Dave. Of all the narrative campaigns MWG has done, what has been your favorite? Could you create a poll in the Facebook group asking the same question to see what the fan favorite is? Happy Wargaming. Well, we actually have already. And the answer is St. Augustine Station. And the reason why I believe that is because it included all of us. Every single content, Battle Report content producer was included in that campaign. That is speculation. That's the reason why I could be wrong, but without giving a solid answer, that was the number one answer. And it was a lot of fun to do. Everyone was a part of it, and it was a fantastic system that was created, and it was bite-sized, and it was quick, and it was funny, and everything. Anything you could possibly want in a game and in a campaign, all of it was there. XX German Mike XX. Hey guys, love the content. Will Mini Wargaming ever release an app? The website isn't entirely mobile friendly, and an app would be great. Keep being awesome and happy Wargaming. Yeah. You know what? For me to say yes or no would be for me to say that we do our best to keep up with the times of technology. So I think eventually there will be. Eventually. It's not in the foreseeable horizon right now. It's incredibly expensive to create an app, and as you guys know, But perhaps that could be a campaign that is driven, created, whatever. It could be something that could be done, and funds could go toward the creation of the app, and people who contribute to the campaign get the app, and they get other stuff too. Like, maybe that could be something that we could do in the future, and then we talk about it. It's a good idea. I like it. Because the idea of being mobile-friendly is now more important than ever, because half of our viewership is on mobile devices. Did you guys know that? Now you know. It's important. Big Mikey says, Dave, how are you, sir? I hope things are going well with the board game, etc. My question is, now that you have LVO/Adepticon under your belt, is there anything you think MWG as a company could do differently in terms of convention presence, such as a bigger booth, maybe a Q&A, etc.? Apologies if the question is not clear. Have a good day. Happy wargaming, etc. Question's very clear, and I shall answer by telling you this. Next year, 2018 Adepticon will be fantastically amazing. Let me just say that. LVO and Adepticon were amazing experiences, and I'm very glad that I did it. And the reason why we did it at all was because Reese and Frankie from Frontline Gaming, they invited us, Mini Wargaming, to go to the Las Vegas Open, the LVO. And, you know, they offered to fly us out, and or they offered to put us up in the hotel, and we flew out. They put us up in the hotel. They're very kind about that, and you know, they invited us to be there, and which was fantastic. And to see, experience, feel, be there for the event, and the event was awesome. Let me just say, it was the biggest tournament that had ever been for 40K in the world ever. They broke a record there. Games Workshop was there. That's where I had a chance to meet the guys at Warhammer Live, which was also a fantastic experience. And meet a lot of the other people who are in the industry that I don't get a chance to meet face to face. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed myself. I didn't go as a vendor. I didn't go as necessarily a media presence, which is what I've done in the past at conventions. I just went as a free floating agent of chaos, going around and experiencing the people. And see, that's kind of what I love to do, because I'm an extrovert. I love it when people are around. The more people are around, the more energy I get, and the more fun, crazy shenanigans happen. That's just the way it is. And there were a lot of people there, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself. And I developed such a love for the feeling of being with all of those like-minded people all at the same time, then I thought to myself, I want to go to Adepticon. Now, it was a last-minute decision. I originally was not going to go to Adepticon, but LVO was February, Adepticon was March, and it was like a, you know, 5 week or something like that. It was like a span, and I really wanted to go to it, and so talked to Matt about bringing the whole team out, and we both decided, yes, that was something that we were going to do. And so we brought the team out. We brought every content producer, including Janine, who makes the painting tutorials for us. She works remotely from Utah, and we wanted everyone there. And it was a fun time. We had a booth. We had a vendor booth. We sold t-shirts, and I sold copies of the Drewston Chronicles DVD and the Rangers DVD. I also sold some of the Trolls Children's book that I made a number of years ago. And I brought 100 t-shirts there. I had 100 made. They were just straight up Mini Wargaming t-shirts. I didn't have any Market Dave shirts because I didn't know that that would be something that people wanted. But many people asked me for Market Dave shirts. So in the next convention, there will be more. There will be more t-shirts, more swag. And this will be something that we will continue to do and have the tradition of. And in addition to this, to answer your question, Big Mikey, we will be doing events at Adepticon and possibly events at other places, depending on what we can set up. But Adepticon for sure, because we have spoken with the event coordinators, and the idea of doing. And I've already polled this as well in the Mini Wargaming Facebook group, which if you're not a part of, the Mini Wargaming Facebook group, it's called Mini Wargaming Official. then request to join and we'll approve you. And then you can participate in a lot of the polls and a lot of the questions that we ask you, the viewers, our audience. And we get your opinion and thoughts on many things. So that was one of the questions. What event would you like to see if we held an event at Adepticon? What do you think it would be? Number one response was a live sit and talk Q&A session. So that's what we're thinking we're going to do next year. So I think that would be a lot of fun. I look forward to that. There were other ideas as well. Another one was a how to make battle report seminar, which is interesting because I hadn't thought of that. Why would I think of that, right? That's kind of honestly, it's an odd thing to even think about. But some people there at the event talked to me about it because there was somebody who did that in a previous year. And there was interest. They had people go to the seminar. And apparently, that is something that people want to know as well. And I think that'd be something that I'd be happy to do a seminar on. I think I would have a lot of fun doing that, especially interacting with the people. See, that's my number one thing. I love interacting with people. That is my number one love. My passion is people. We happen to share the same hobby, which is wargaming. So that's what it is. Captain Darling says, "Hi, Dave. I've been watching Mini Wargaming for a good while now, and I registered specifically to ask you this question. Do you guys ever think about coming to Warhammer World over here in the UK? Warhammer Fest in May, perhaps? It'd be great to meet you all. Cheers." Captain Darling, I shall answer this. Yes, there will be a time when we will be visiting Warhammer World, and we will announce it. We're going to let you know. We're going to announce it all over the place. So we'll have a time where you can come meet us if you've never had a chance to meet us yet. Which, if you're from the UK, there's a good chance you have not met us yet. And we can have a fun time, have a fun blast of some sort. It's going to be a good time for everybody. So I hope I answer the question. Data Wargaming said, "Dave, I, Zinch, my indecisive self command you to declare your indecisively firm loyalty to chaos by shouting, 'Death to the false emperor!'" Sorry if you're wearing headphones and that popped your eardrums. If you do this, it is probably equally unlikely that it is indefinitely impossible, as not that my forces will annihilate the blueberry fish by turning them all into mollusk chaos spawn and burning them just as planned. Bone Maul. "Dave, do you like chimichangas? If so, which were your favorite?" Can't say I remember having any. Also, when are Mini Wargaming swimsuit calendar going to be published? Now that's something you're going to have to ask Steve, because he's definitely going to be on the cover of that. Bias BZB. "Dave, will you be doing a Path to Glory with Quirk as an intro series for Age of Sigmar?" Ooh, that's actually a very good idea. Intro series for Age of Sigmar and then 8th edition in brackets after that. See, that's interesting. Ooh. I wonder how that was. I'm going to have to, when 8th edition comes out, I'm going to have to look at it first and then see how that all fits in with Path to Glory and all the other campaign systems. Chances are it'll still fit because really Path to Glory is just rolling on a table and adding units. So there's a good chance of that. But I think Path to Glory in 8th edition would be a lot of fun. And Path to Glory is a template campaign system that could be applied to many things. We could replace the units that are listed there in the Path to Glory campaign book, and we can replace the chaos with other things. We can replace it with Space Wolves, replace it with Blood Angels, replace it with White Scars, whatever it may be. Orcs, we've done that already, but we could do something else. Imperial Fists, you name it. Heck, maybe that could be a poll question in the Mini Wargaming official Facebook group. If you're not a member, go to that so that you can participate in the polls. That's the number one reason, man, because Facebook group has polls. Facebook page, you don't have option to do polls, which boggles my mind because you get more likes and you get more participation on that. But in a group, you have poll option. So hop on over.
We will approve you.
Okay. So, Data Wargaming, you have something here. You said, Dave, I am the master of all destinies. I can see the 10,000 futures. I am Tzeentch, lord of change and master of your destiny. Or am I? I could be Alpharius. But then again, he's dead. But is he? Well, possibly, improbably, not in the warp. But anyone could be Alpharius. It is equally likely that I am Alpharius as you are Alpharius, or that anyone else in the universe could be Alpharius. Then that leads me to only one conclusion. We're all Alpharius. But then again, are we? Or could be? But equally, we may not be. Is this the Matrix? I think it might be. Jojo88, Dave, will we see Magnus the Red versus Guilliman in a bat rep? Yep, you will. Very soon. In fact, I fought against Leland, for those of you who remember Leland, former Mini Wargaming employee. Did a battle against him. A lot of fun. It was fantastic. And we did Thousand Suns versus Ultramarines. Magnus led Thousand Suns versus Guilliman led Ultramarines. That'll be coming out very soon. So once that's posted, stay tuned for that. And it will be absolutely fantastic. Absolutely. So that was a lot of fun to do. And we actually did it over the course of a day and a half. And the reason why we did that is because we wanted it to be very special for you. We took a scenario right out of Rise of the Primarch. We did a very narrative mission, and we played it very narratively. In fact, there's an awesome mission in Rise of the Primarch which states that when Magnus and Guilliman are in battle with each other, that each wound inflicted equals a victory point. Now, how awesome is that? That made me very happy. That made Khorne very happy. I was very, very pleased with that scenario, and it was a lot of fun to do, and I will do that in the future as well with other things. I'll apply that to other things because that particular mission is just a lot of fun. Absolutely fun. It was a kill point game, but with a twist. The twist of the... not only that, though. The HQs, Magnus and Guilliman, they came back after they died. First time they lose all their wounds, they would come back automatically. Second time they lose all their wounds, they come back on a 2+. Third time, they come back on a 3+. And so forth. So you could lose after the second time, but after that, or before that, you're there. You're there to fight and to be awesome, and I loved it, man. I love it a lot. This is all the time I have for right now for the sit and talk on Mini Wargaming and on YouTube. If you want the continuation of this, which would be in the Sit and Vault, click on the link below so that you can join in on the discussion. Sit and paint while you listen to this is what my assumption is that's what you're doing. Or maybe you're looking at the camera the entire time into the eyes of the speaker, the eye of terror. There's one more thing, though, I've got to say before I leave, which I probably should have said about 30 seconds ago, because the last 30 seconds of a video is where like the attention drops off and people start clicking on other things. But if you've stayed this long, I will say this. There's a certain someone that I would love for you all to email. And that certain someone is Steve. Email steve@miniwargaming.com. And you need to tell Steve that he is the mountain. That is it. Say, Steve, you are the mountain and you will always be the mountain. And say, Steve, you are the mountain and I watch you because you are the mountain. Or you could say, Steve, I love that you're the mountain. Please continue being the mountain. Or you could say, Steve, you are a mountain. Yeah, that's something like that would be fantastic. That would make me very happy, because the look of confusion on his face and the look of accusation, because here's the thing now. See, we're all doing this to each other. We're all, like I said, people and doing pranks and whatever. He's not going to know who did it. He's not going to know. He's going to think that it's going to be the person who did the sit and talk before him, right? But you know, he's going to be second guessing this. So this is going to be a lot of fun. So if you can email Steve at miniwargaming.com, let him know that he's the mountain. Let him know that he'll always be the mountain. That's going to mess with his OCD. It's pretty awesome. I say that tongue in cheek. I don't actually think he has OCD, and it's not something to make fun of. Really, it's not. I have OCD. It's not something to make fun of. Anyway, click on the link below to continue with the Sin Vault. Thank you very much, and happy wargaming.